That was Elizabeth Hepburn with Children of Light. Welcome to Let's Find Out. The focus of this program is to have our hearts open to a universal, united, kind, loving, and forgiving planet. We've entered into a new decade and a new energy form, the transformational 20s. Let's all begin to strengthen the new energies on the planet, strengthen your intuition, and strive to live a peaceful existence, free from fear. What strategies, prayers, meditations, and exercise can you use to tap into the higher realms and receive messages from your departed loved ones, creating a higher vibration of living? When we are upset and confused, where can we find the answers? How can we know which path to take? The answers are here on Let's Find Out, with our spiritually focused format and guests. Each episode includes Elizabeth Joyce's weekly stargazing report, a guided healing meditation, as well as ascension music by Richard Schulman. The purpose of every broadcast is to raise your personal vibration. Now it's time for tonight's program, Let's Find Out, with Elizabeth Joyce.
Well, good evening. This is Elizabeth Joyce, and this is Let's Find Out. Tonight will be a recorded program, and there's an awful lot of information that I packed in for you. Tonight we will talk about the September full moon, September itself, and upcoming predictions for the rest of the year. As September opens, we begin to move into the crescendo energies of October and November, along with another eclipse season. The month of October and November will be two of the most powerful months of the year, and indeed of many decades. There is a solar eclipse in Scorpio on October 25th and a lunar eclipse in Taurus on November 8th, which also happens to be Election Day in the United States. Huge events will be happening at that time, and I will continue to update you as we move through the next few weeks. In September, the energy is piling up, and we've got a lot of solar activity. If you do any tracking on spaceweather.com, you will see that the sun is very active at the moment. We have had a huge amount of M-class flares at 7.2 magnitude, and the flares are increasing. This brings a feeling of intense energy to the planet, and for some people, some jitteriness and buzziness in the head. It's also reflected in the astrology that we're going through. We are going to see a lot of fast-moving events running into the end of the year. If you don't have mastery over your energy, it will be very easy to become overwhelmed with this huge amount of information that's coming in. This new energy will increasingly unravel the old order. So a lot of things that we're used to and that just have depended on are going to disappear. That's always difficult to go through. There will be one event right after the other, and we are headed towards a great purging and a great clearing, along with a worldwide healing. That's always good. There are two major events in September. The first is Mercury will be retrograde in Libra, and that makes Mercury 10 times more powerful. Plus, Mercury will oppose Jupiter in Aries, and Jupiter now is already retrograde. They will be opposing each other around September 19th. What is this going to bring? Astrology is always about teaching us in some way. Remember that. Astrology is our teacher. Mercury is about the mind, how we think, our consciousness, our superconsciousness, and our collective consciousness. This energy will bring out a higher intelligence. It can really be a beautiful thing. When a planet is retrograde, it stands still, opening up a space to bring in mental clarity and awareness. With Jupiter opposing it, it can really bring in some intelligence from way far off, and the whole experience can be very remarkable. It's time to reflect and ask ourselves, why haven't things been working out for us as planned? This is huge and will affect major events, like the war and the virus. As we look back and review these events, clarity comes. That's what's so special and powerful at this time, the brilliance and clarity that comes forth. As we go through tonight's class or tonight's show, I'm going to prove to you that history does repeat itself, especially with astrology. Now is the time in September where we will see the facts and the truth, because the facts are coming out. They have to, as Jupiter opposes Mercury and brings us transparency. Mercury retrogrades on September 9th and turns back direct on October 2nd. During that time frame, Jupiter will oppose Mercury 3 times. So what are the dates? September 9th, September 18th, and October 11th. All pretty much between 1 and 10 degrees Libra. On those dates, if you have the degree in your chart of 1 to 10 degrees Libra, you're going to have some tower moments. That's when you will realize that things are very important to you. You have a double whammy, the energies of both Mercury in Libra and Jupiter in Aries. Worldwide, we will see the light. We will be able to see the reality of things. How beautiful and good can that be? We're all going through an awakening in the month of September. All the world political cover-up will be exposed during this energetic time. These energies are going to communicate with people, and events are going to change. Thoughts are going to change. What you thought was true will disappear, and you'll have to create a new truth for yourself. That can be very difficult. And the media. Mercury rules the media. Mercury turns retrograde 3 times a year. In 2022, it will be in air signs. This deals with money, food, diet, nutrition, as well as your worth ethics. Libra is about groups, consciousness, and beauty, while Virgo energies are about work and health. What is going on with the viruses? All that's going on about health and how we stay healthy is going to be revealed. As usual, there will always be these cover-ups. There have been so many cover-ups. So perhaps we will begin to think, oh, that's not true. However, the facts will speak for themselves. Do you remember during the summer when I begged the mothers not to vaccinate their children? However, the facts will speak for themselves. Remember, Mercury retrograde is about learning. Be sure to give yourself time to perhaps get away, think, and reflect. Many of you will need to do this. As you know, the truth always heals. Both planets are retrograde, so we are going back to what happened before, how we handled it, and this learning will bring us realizations. When was the last time this occurred? In October 1975, when OPEC caused higher gas prices and unemployment peaked at 9%. And Saturday Night Live aired for the first time with George Carlin as host. I had to throw that in because I wanted us to have a little smile. The gas lines were outrageous and unthinkable. I was in the gas lines, and they went on and on for blocks and blocks. The government was spending money on the Vietnam War, and the war ended. This is so similar to what's happening now. The hope is that truth heals, and as we learn, we go deeper within and heal even more. Let's hope the war ends this time. The two dominant aspects we've had for the last 2 or 3 years, which I have explained in detail in my other broadcasts, and you can download and listen to catch up, is broadly Eris in Aries squaring Pluto in Capricorn, which we have had from the beginning of 2020, and we still have Saturn square Uranus beginning in 2021 and continuing through this year. Both are coming back to the exact same degree that they were in the beginning. So there is a heightened sense of this crescendo I'm talking about. This has created a struggle of the past versus the future, control issues versus freedom, individual versus the state and top government. I think those times are as clear as day for all of us to see. This is the backdrop. This is the energies backstage that we're all moving through in September of 2022. At the beginning of the month, the moon triggers the Saturn-Uranus square, and then September 6th, it triggers the Eros-Pluto square, and this repeats and repeats. It highlights all the themes and the happenings that I've described. Our September full moon in Pisces happens on the 10th, Saturday. So let's look at that. It will be a very busy time because this is a very busy energy. It happens at 3 a.m. Pacific and 6 a.m. Eastern. This is at 17 degrees in Pisces. So see where Pisces is in your chart. What's going on? What's coming? Perhaps coming to closure. What secrets are coming to light? A Pisces moon gives us the best liars on the planet. How will these secrets be revealed? How will they change your course of action going forward? This can be par for the course at full moons. Each one holds a different energy, so it's best to know where all this falls in your chart so you can know what's coming in what area of your life. Learning the importance of the houses, where they are, and how they directly affect you is the beginning of your astrological journey. Pisces is really a beautiful energy. It can be very spiritual, very creative, very artistic, as well as extremely psychic. This is a sign that is linked to altered states, a place where we can lose the sense of time. We're sitting in nature, meditating in an altered state, painting, writing, music, or poetry evolve. It is a kind of a drifty energy. It was the birthday of Liza Minnelli, Elizabeth Taylor, and Jerry Lewis, among the few. You can feel that you're actually connecting to Source, oneness, or a sense of divinity. Pisces is also linked to dreams and movies, and at this time, that could be the case because the full moon connects to Neptune. Neptune is now transiting Pisces, and Pisces is ruled by Neptune, so you can get a lot of information from your dreams. Download a lot of information from the universe. This is the perfect time to begin your dream diary. So keep a pen and paper beside your bed, and as soon as you wake up, record your dream. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out on BBSRadio.com. And now we're going to take a break for our weekly cosmic tip. I'll be back after this. Hello, this is Elizabeth Joyce with your stargazing report. Week of September 4th through September 11th, 2022. My goodness, we're in the fall months already. At least it feels that way here in the northern United States. September brings a long stretch of making constant adjustments to your life. Overall, this feeling will last until about January 18, 2023. Its shifting phase begins with Mercury turning retrograde in relationship Libra on September 9th, and it backs its way into cleansing Virgo until about October 2nd. Ambitious Mars moved into the idea sign of Gemini in late August, and it's going to stay there until March of 2023 due to the coming retrograde cycle starting October 30th. This is a very, very long retrograde cycle and quite rare. Usually Mars stays in its sign for about 6 weeks, not this long. It's a bit contradictory that the U.S. Labor Day holiday on today, Monday, is in the moon sign of Capricorn. That doesn't mean you can't have fun, but odds are you're going to feel better if you also accomplish something tangible. Maybe just cleaning up the kitchen and washing the dishes will feel good. Also, recurring Sunday night into Monday is love and money planet Venus moving into Virgo until the 29th of September. This is a great combination for getting organized, reducing clutter, and getting focused with your work. It also supports a body cleanse and purification in the weeks ahead. It is not the easiest combination for romance. Venus in Virgo can be extremely critical and always notices the small annoying things. After a mellow Monday and Tuesday, the moon is shocked back into life, thanks to an electrifying conjunction with Uranus trine Venus on Wednesday. This is an excellent day to fall in love, so allow those feelings to surface within you. Don't be afraid to feel love. It's a wonderful feeling. While the middle of the week is bursting with invigorating motivational vibes, the energy quickly loses steam just in time for the weekend's full moon. This energy is also good and auspicious time for group projects, art, projects, planning, and negotiations. On Thursday, a stabilizing lunar grand trine in Earth draws in Sun and Pluto, making it an excellent time to focus on personal pursuits and endeavors, as well as making a good impression on an existing job or in the search for new employment. The moon sextile of Neptune on that same day adds a dose of imagination and creativity. Things degenerate on Friday with a rather grumpy square between Venus and the moon conjunct Mars, and persecution complexes could manifest everywhere. This combination could be exacerbated by an energy-depleting opposition between the sun and Neptune, which is joined by the moon, creating a lunar T-square on Saturday. Boy, that's the time you may want to just stay in bed. On Friday the 9th, Mercury turns retrograde in relationship sign Libra and will continue backwards into Virgo later this month, reconnecting old business or personal relationships. When Mercury is retrograde, it does reconnect us with the past, and it goes over some of the things that we've completed in the past 3 months since it was retrograde before, so that we can check it out and make sure that everything is in order. So reconnecting with old business partners or personal relationships can be a very good activity. The Pisces full moon is on Saturday. Pisces is very psychic, and the moon creates even more psychic vibes. So it's advisable to pull away from the world as best you can. At the same time, the sun and Venus are moving through the harvest sign Virgo, and they're urging you to go to work. We're back in fall. It's time to get back to the old grind. 5 of the 10 planets we use in astrology are in adaptable signs, so that flexibility is a key now. Remember that Mercury continues to be retrograde until October 2nd, so that requires even more adaptability. Ideally, you put some effort into creating a healthy balance between pulling away from the business world while still accomplishing your lists of tasks and responsibilities. On September 10th, when there's a full moon in Pisces, the moon is close to Neptune and is also in sextile to Uranus and Taurus. The sun in Virgo trines Uranus and Taurus exactly on the 11th. Essential things are happening now in the middle of your everyday life, so those who can access and find the stillness within themselves can receive important messages and impulses. That comes from the universe, and they're always pretty wonderful and amazing. This strong receptivity remains active for a few days, especially on September 17th, when the sun is opposite Neptune. Be careful, because your own boundaries might become too permeable. Pay more attention than usual to your mental and physical boundaries, and start supporting yourself and your immune system a few days before this energy comes in. Sunday offers no respite with this lunar T-square and the powder keg Jupiter, along with cross-wired Mercury in retrograde. This can create a feeling of walking on eggs all weekend, so be sure to avoid any difficult people. Focusing on individual activities will lead to renewed confidence and strengthen your personal power, thanks to a regenerative trine between the Sun and Pluto. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Visions of Reality. The website is new-visions.com. If you'd like to make a call to book some time with me or to schedule an appointment, the 24-hour answering service is 201-934-8986. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you next time. And now it's time to get back to tonight's program. And we're back. And we're talking about the Pisces new moon and the sign of Pisces. Pisces also has some less positive aspects. Every sign does. It can bring in toxicity, pollution of all kinds, drugs of all kinds, as well as addictions. At times it's been about things not being as they seem, like you've been living in a dream world or in a haze. Deceit can be strong in Pisces energy, and this full moon will begin to shine the light on that. Pisces is connected to Neptune, the ruler of the sea. This can bring flooding, and there are parts of the world that will welcome the rain because of the heat and the drought going on. But if the rain comes in quickly and the ground is so hard, the rain can run off instead of sinking into the earth, causing massive flooding. Be aware of this. This can be a possibility now, especially when the moon is conjuncting Neptune. It will cause problems at sea. You'll be hearing about it. But Pisces is overall a beautiful, magical, mysterious energy. It can merge with Source, and it brings you into a refined state, a fine-tuned spiritual, artistic, creative state, which is very, very beautiful. Because there's a lot of mental energy in September, let's look at the buzzing in the head. As I have mentioned, Mars is now in Gemini for an extra long time, until March 25th, 2023. Normally, it passes through a sign for about 6 weeks, but this is extra long because of the retrograde. Gemini is ruled by Mercury, the planet of the mind. Mars energizes wherever it sits, whichever house it's in, for you will have a lot of mental energy. The mind will be very activated, and it's going to be a lot of new information coming in, a lot of new facts to unearth, and we will all have to sift through it. It's important that we use our discrimination. The Sun is in Virgo, and it will bring in discrimination. We will be ready to step back and say, is this true? Is this true for me? The only way that you can know if it's true for you is to drop into your heart. Get quiet, close your eyes, and drop into your heart. I will do a meditation at the end of this program that will show you how you can meditate and drop into your heart. Use your body as a pendulum. Some people do, and they use the sway test. Is this really true? Is this really true? New information coming in will be extremely important to discern, because otherwise the overwhelm can jazz you up into a frenzy. There's always a possibility of scattering. The scattering effect is no fun. We have five planets retrograde in September, and five planets are in mutable signs. The Sun, Venus, Mars, Neptune, and the Moon in mutable signs. Mutable means flexible, adaptable to change of circumstances, but it can also mean scattered energy. It's linked to the energy of a prism, and the energy light splits, and then it scatters. A lot of new information is coming in, for a lot of lies and undoings have happened. Our head may buzz with it. Is this right? Is this true? Is this not true? When our energy scatters out around us, it isn't going to help us if we want to be co-creators of our world. It would be the very opposite and create the opposite effect of what we really want. Towards the end of the month, we will have anger and rebellion. As the truth comes out, people will be upset. Tempers will flare. Many will find the truth very hard to accept, and there will be lots of rebellious energy. People can go berserk. The second aspect is the Uranus-Saturn square. This occurs on September 24th through October 6th. This will be very potent energy. As I said, it happens three times in 2021. The planets are moving slow, so their power becomes extreme. If you have any planets in cardinal signs at 24 degrees, something major will be happening in your life. That would be Capricorn, Cancer, Aries, and Libra. And the house the planet resides in will give you a hint of what the events will be. Remember, this is a recorded show, but if you want to know specifics, you could sign up for your half-hour reading on my website, new-visions.com, or call Barbara at 201-934-8986 to book your time with me. 201-934-8986. This aspect happens about every 11 years, and this aspect has to do with earthquakes, hurricanes, airline crashes, and terrorist attacks. Also, remember that Saturn rules governments, so there will be major upsets and rebellions around the world concerning governments. Yes, it's already happening, but we haven't seen anything yet. Canada will be the next country to watch at this time. You will begin to see the old, outdated governments ending because this just can't go on anymore. Not with this new energy and the new transparency coming in from the universe. Actually, it's the need for transparency. So let's be thankful that Mercury is going retrograde now, because with this extra energy, it will bring in all the facts and we'll be able to see things clearly. Also, in September, Mars begins to slow down to go retrograde on October 30th. I've been warning you and telling you, anger, guns, violence is possible. Fast action, Gemini. The last time this happened was in 2008 and 1991. Both times, we experienced a serious recession. This is all building up to the solar eclipse on October 25th, and the lunar eclipse follows on November 8th. Election Day is in the U.S. on November 8th. It's all heading to an explosive, powerful time, the perfect time for you to work on yourself. So what is my message for you in September? To go deep, deep, deeper inside and listen to your inner voice. That voice will be speaking to you louder and louder. It will give you all the information you need to heal. And the world is healing along with you as well. Maybe not as fast as you'd like, but the world is healing. I promise you. So let it all work with the energies and raise the vibrations on the planet. There are many things to talk about in September. One of the lovely things is that the sun is in a tight trine to the North Node, our future collective destiny, and Uranus. This is a very positive aspect. It can be about new ideas, new information, particularly about our food, food supplies, agriculture that's linked to Taurus. We can all be developing some new original ideas regarding food, food storage, and food growing. Back in 2020, I mentioned that the first Saturn-Pluto conjunction, that series, the asteroid series, was sandwiched between Saturn and Pluto. She is the goddess of harvest, grains, and agricultures. Ceres is now being opposed by Saturn, creating limitations, constrictions. As you know, there are now some food shortages around uncertain grains, certain produce, certain foods. As a matter of fact, one of our government agencies went to the Amish country in Pennsylvania and tried to stop them from growing their food. Their story was that the Amish weren't putting the right fertilizer in the ground, and they were growing food that wasn't good because it didn't have whatever nutrients they wanted it to have. No, this wasn't Monsanto. It was our government. And they wanted to fine the farmer $300,000. And the farmer just laughed at him, went and got on his tractor, and continued his planting and growing. This is what's going on. In Idaho, they made the farmers bury all the potatoes because they couldn't get them out to the stores. This is what's going on. Wake up and be aware. In myth, we have a dwarf planet. There's lots of dwarf planets, and they are very important to your future life, especially after you drop the body. And I am writing a book called Mysteries Revealed. And as soon as I get it done, you'll know about what happens after death and before birth and what the soul does. It'd be very, very, very interesting. So this dwarf planet is at 19 degrees Pisces, and it's linked between the moon and Neptune. And the planet represents worries about seeds, about having enough seeds for our future. At the Harmonic Convergence in 1987, my friend Shirley MacLaine talked about this, and I believe she has also written about it. The God was worried about having enough seeds for the people for food supplies in the future. Well, here we are. And you know these similar gods don't work in 3D reality or principles. They go way beyond that to create. So if we can shift our consciousness, because these dwarf planets are way beyond the orbit of Pluto, if we can raise our consciousness enough to receive information from them, we can find ways to create seeds for the future, along with terrific abundance. Abundance is coming. I realize that I may sound like a pie in the sky to you. And if I do, that's okay. But I know this is actually happening because there's groups around the world that are working with these energies. Once you can shift your consciousness to find a like-minded group, you can have so much creativity and abundance, and it will all start to happen for you. It will all start to flow in. So much magic is starting to happen now. This energy helps us all to understand. This energy helps us all to understand our cosmic origins. It helps us to connect to a higher source, to ascend. This energy is also known as a fast healer. So I believe the food shortages will not be for the long term. Some are saying 5 years. I don't think so. 18 months at the most. At the full moon in Pisces, Saturn is in Aquarius. It's about building new social networks for the long term. This is really beginning to happen in so many ways and so quickly. It's mind-blowing as well as thrilling. This is a very positive aspect for Saturn. Mercury is stationary, waiting to go retrograde for the next 3 weeks. So the energy is stronger. When a planet is stationary, it becomes magnified. It retrogrades in Libra, an air sign. Libra is the mind. Libra is also a sign of choice. It represents the justice scales, balance. Which way do I go? Lots of duality is here. With Pisces, Gemini, and Libra, there's lots of duality at this time. So be very astute with your choices because there's already been a fork in the road energetically. You have to be extremely wise at this time with your choices. Do you choose fear or do you choose love? It's that simple. Mercury is highlighted because it's being opposed by Jupiter. Jupiter is at 5 degrees Aries, pioneering quality, new beginning quality. It brings us a new, beautiful liquid light, which we are creating our world with. The Mercury-Jupiter opposition is about big ideas for the future, visions of reality for the future, like my movie that I want to produce. And that's called Unlimited Realities. The book is available on Amazon.com. Now, we have always created with light, and we've done absent healing with light. That's another example. Most of us have been unaware of it, but we are becoming much more aware of how we can create with light. We're shifting from carbon to crystal. It's all more than very exciting. It's wonderful. And the healing techniques that we've all been studying for these past 30 or 40 years are really going to be highlighted. This is Elizabeth Joyce, and we are at the half hour. So let's listen to the messages and the song, and I'll be back with our wrap-up right after this.
Now more than ever, you need Elizabeth Joyce's sanitizing healing spray. It clears and cleans viruses and germs, and it helps to prevent spreading those viruses and germs. Elizabeth's sanitizing healing spray contains frankincense and sandalwood. You spray it as generously and as often as you need. You can order it online or call 201-934-8986. 201-934-8986. Elizabeth Joyce's Elixir Tea is really a healing tea. It's blended according to Ayurvedic principles and the chanting of Sanskrit mantras. So it assures a deep cellular healing, relief that flows from within. So drink Elizabeth's healing tea before you meditate. Order it online or call 201-934-8986, 201-934-8986.
You're listening to Let's Find Out on BBSRadio.com, Station 1. If internet radio has a name, it's BBS Radio, the number one live internet talk radio on the planet. It's Let's Find Out. An honored guest come every Sunday night at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific. If you'd like to call in and ask a question, dial toll-free 888-627-6008. Again, that's 888-627-6008. If you're just tuning in and would like to hear this show in its entirety tomorrow, you can download it at the archive link at bbsradio.com/Let's Find Out. Remember, if it's not mainstream, it's on BBS Radio. So now, Let's Find Out with host Elizabeth Joyce.
Water. It's known by many names. Muslims call it Jah, the Hindus call it Pani, the Christians call it water. But to the cloud, it's all the same. In all the world, nothing soothes the pain like water. Dear sister, water, so humble. If I could wash away the world, if I could wash away the world, if I could wash away the wars over the world, if I could fill the rivers up. Because we all drink from the same cup. It's known by many names, but to our hearts it's all the same. Oh, I can call it water, but I can also call it pani. Oh, God. can call it love. Oh, it's known by many names, but to our hearts it's all the same. Oh, it's known by many, many names, but to our hearts it's all the same. But to our hearts it's all the same. In all the world, nothing else can fill the rivers up. Nothing else can soothe the pain. Nothing else can soothe the pain. Nothing else can fill the rivers up. We all drink from the same cup. We all drink from the same
This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out, and that was William Vitalis singing his precious song, Water, reminding all of us that we are one. And now we'll get back to discussing the full moon in Pisces and the month of September. The sign of Libra represents balance, the blind woman holding the scales of justice. There are two signs linked with law in astrology. The other sign is Sagittarius, which is ruled by Jupiter. We could see some legal issues beginning at this full moon, especially if we see the deceit coming to light. Anything that's not true, that has not been as it seems. This will be a very big theme moving forward, especially into the kind of turbulence of what we have coming in October and November. There is another very powerful force coming here. It's a 300-year cycle, and this energy punishes oath breakers, those who have violated sacred laws. He exposes any lack of integrity and has the help of Pluto moving through the last stages of Capricorn, and this energy brings in the whiplash of karma. It tends to punish those who have violated sacred laws. That has been happening all over the world. He spins their souls off into the underworld. Watch Putin and Nancy Pelosi, as well as those crossing over the border in Mexico to Texas and Arizona. In the aftermath of this energy, we will tend to only look forward and create with love. Love is not this fluffy, pink, romantic thing that everybody talks about. Love is the state of being. You are love. You operate through your days as love. That's what this energy means, and that's what it does. The energy is linked to the new light codes that are coming in, the new DNA programming, sacred geometry, and healing. Healing is performed by love. As we move forward, we're going to be moving forward way beyond the current health systems, using energy medicine, light, and sound, as they did in early Egypt and Atlantis. We will use this to heal. We will be healing people by taking them back to their blueprint, their astrological chart, their original patterns of the soul. These details will be available in my new book, Mysteries Revealed. So there's a lot going on here. In September, I am reminding you again that we have many planets retrograde. Mercury turns retrograde at the full moon. Saturn, Uranus, Neptune, and Pluto, all are the outer planets, are now retrograde. The universe is shouting. This is the big review time for all of us, for everybody, all across the planet. It's time to go back over 202 and perhaps even further than that. We have new information, new facts coming in. What do we now think in this review period? Did we choose wisely? Did we choose from fear or did we choose from love? And how is it all shaping up for us? When you become aware of the power and energy of the universal currents, it starts to change your world. They may seem abstract right now because they are at a higher pitch of consciousness. What's more, the more that we tune into that higher level of consciousness, the better our lives become, the smoother and the more ability we have to co-create and live in our abundance. This energy is bringing in a shift from density to light, from carbon to crystal, and they are very magical. They operate at a quantum level, but also this ancient connection to the earth. Much of this energy comes from our creator gods. Much of this energy comes from earlier, before we had technology, when we just used our minds to live. To wrap it up, with all the busyness and input we're going to get in these coming weeks and months, I want you to be very aware of how much is coming into you. Remember, as I have constantly warned you, it is very easy to get scattered and to leak your power when there are thousands of scary things out there to catch your attention. War, disease, poverty, shortages, poor leadership, border crossing problems. The more that we can pull back from that kind of hubbub, the better. The calmer and the healthier our lives will be. Don't allow these external inputs to define your state of being. In the morning, before you open your eyes, stretch, take a deep breath, and affirm, I live in peace and love and bliss. I live in peace and love and bliss. Make sure you have a comfy blanket and pillow and milk that time. Milk it, because this will set the tone for your day, and that's important. I remember when I first learned this back in the 90s when I was working for a lawyer in Livingston, New Jersey. I had a day where I had a meeting every half hour and I had to be in the car and travel. So I sat down on my bed as I got up and I closed my eyes and I saw myself going through that day easily and quickly. And it was magical. It was a magical day. It all came together. It all was perfect. And I didn't worry about it. I just knew that it was going to go through smoothly and quickly. And it did. So use your power. Hang on to your true self. And know that all will be well when we get to the other side. This is the end of the show. And I just want to acknowledge again, my partner Frank St. James passed away on August 25th at 10 o'clock at night. And I know he's here because he blinked my lights a couple of times, and he's done it since. We shall miss him. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. And now it's time for our meditation, our song with Elizabeth Hepburn, and our close with Richard Schulman. And Richard will honor us tonight by playing Ascension. I'll be back next week with more information, more critical information. Thank you for listening to Let's Find Out, and good night.
If we only have love, then tomorrow days of our years will rise on that morn. If we only have love to embrace without fears, we will kiss with our eyes, we will sleep without tears. Open wide.
Breathing meditation to help you through these difficult times. Sit with both feet flat on the floor or in the lotus position, legs uncrossed and your spine straight. It would be nice if you would raise your palms and hold your forefinger and thumb together. That's called your circuit. Close your eyes and start taking a deep breath. Allow your mind to flow down to your heart center, the fourth chakra. Take a deep breath, release the breath. Another deep breath. Release the breath. Another deep breath. Release the breath. Now listen, and listen to your name being called with respect. Say it in your mind with respect, the full name you are using now. Then take another deep breath and have your attention on the breath. Your new mantra is, I am safe, it's only change. Close your eyes and just imagine that you're breathing through your heart. As if your heart were your lungs. Allow the breath to breathe you. Breath in, breath out. Breath in, breath out. Do this gradually and without force. the breath will go inside of you. Breath in and breath out. Breath in and breath out. Deeper and deeper. Very gently. Very gently. Feel the breath lifting you up. Up out of worry, out of fear, into the light of bliss and peace. Feel your angels lifting you up under your arms, higher and higher. Breathe in and breathe out. Breathe in and breathe out. Breathe in and breathe out. As you have the exhale, drop yourself back down into your heart. In the inhale, you're being lifted up by your angels. On the exhale, you're going back down into your heart. Up to your angels, down to your heart. Up to your angels, down to your heart. And each time you drop down, you're going deeper and deeper inside. You're raising up into the light, and you're dropping back down to your heart filled with bliss. Then feel the peace and feel the release of darkness, fear, and hopelessness. Every time you drop down, more of the darkness, fear, and hopelessness leave your body. Let the breath flow. Let the breath flow. Allow yourself to get very deep. The darkness and fear are melting. Breathe in and feel your angels lift you up. When you feel the darkness is gone and you feel the light, let yourself get very deep. And as you exhale this time, feel the love you have for a partner. When you drop down, send out a beam of that love. Breathe in. Feel the love you have for a child. When you drop down, send out light to that child. Breathe in, get lifted up, come back down to the heart, and feel the love that you have for a pet or animals. Release the breath, send out the light. You're being lifted up again, breathe in. Now think of an ill friend that needs healing. Send the light out to that friend. When you drop down, breathe in, feel yourself lifted up. Feel the love you have for the nature, for trees, for our food and our green grass. Feel that in your heart. Take a deep breath, get lifted up. Drop down again and send light out around the world for a pure, clean planet. Breathe in, lift yourself up, feel the angels, bring down the light and send it out again for a pure, clean planet. Keep breathing in a rhythm. begin to feel gratitude and praise for all that you have and all that you are. Feel gratitude for a raise at work. Feel gratitude for a wish being granted. Think of that wish now. Keep breathing in and out. See that wish being fulfilled. Breathe in, breathe out. Feel the gratitude. When you do, you are building your heart field. You are strengthening the fourth chakra. When you slow down the breath and feel the raising up to your angels and the light, and the dropping back down into your heart and love, all of your body systems become coherent and begin to release stress. And your inner organs are going to flow together to the beat of the heart in perfect harmony. Feel the beautiful music. Let's do the mantra again. I am safe. It's only change. This time, visualize sparkles of light. Brilliant white light. Like a cluster of falling stars coming down and following you and surrounding you. They are the diamonds coming from the 12th dimension. The God Center. And you are being blessed, filled with light and protection. Your angels are with you. You're surrounded by white light, which is the Holy Spirit or the Chi or the Shakti, whatever you want to call it. And everything about you is flowing together in perfect harmony. You are raising your frequency every time you're lifted up. And when you fall back into your heart, you're bringing in the energy of bliss and peace. Feel it now. Feel the energy of bliss and peace. You will see everything around you changing. This exercise has a massive impact on your life, your personal health, your personal relationships, and your main gift is feeling the presence of your angels and God. Take a deep breath. Release the breath. Take a deep breath. Release the breath. Keep your eyes closed. Stay in that position. And listen to Richard Schulman as he plays Peace. Peace. I am in the energy of peace. I am safe. It's only change. Take a deep breath. Stay in the energies.